This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Rajya Sabha is discussing the Finance Bill 2025 and the Appropriation No. 3 Bill 2025 for consideration and return. The finance bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the next financial year. Initiating the discussion, P. Chidambaram of Congress said, inflation in food, education and healthcare and unemployment rate in the country has increased. And now we go live to Rajya Sabha, where Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is speaking on the bill.
15.97 lakh crores, so much more than what is collected in cesses and surcharges, have actually gone to the states. So central government does not sit with that money because these are collected for specific reasons. So I literally come to the last one thing. Before I say that, the last point, I was quite fascinated by Honourable Member Thambidurai's intervention when he was talking, because we often hear statements, and one or two points which Honourable Member Thambidurai said is something which is important for us to recollect. He said,
the Lok Sabha has passed the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025. The bill is intended to modernize the immigration laws, and it has provisions to confer upon the central government certain powers with regard to passports, travel documents, visa and registration. The legislation has been brought to avoid multiplicity and overlapping of laws. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah announced that the government will launch the Sehkar Taxi, a cooperative-run ride-hailing service modelled after Uber and Ola. The Cooperation Minister was speaking during a debate in the Lok Sabha. He said the initiative is in line with the vision of Sehkar Se Samriddhi scheme.
साढ़े तीन साल में सहकारिता मंत्रालय ने दिन रात एक करें और कुछ ही महीनों में ओला उबर जैसी एक बहुत बड़ी कोऑपरेटिव सहकार टैक्सी आने वाली है जो टू व्हीलर की टैक्सी का भी रजिस्ट्रेशन करेगी जो रिक्शा का भी रजिस्ट्रेशन करेगी और फोर व्हीलर का भी करेगी और उसका मुनाफा वो ड्राइवर के पास जाएगा.
Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan emphasized that the central government is farmer-friendly and continuously working with full commitment for the betterment of the farmers. He said the work of purchasing the produce from farmers at minimum support price or MSP is also being done in this direction.
केंद्र सरकार ने फैसला किया है तुअर मसूर उड़द किसान जितना भी इसका उत्पादन करेगा उसको मिनिमम सपोर्ट प्राइस पर खरीदा जाएगा बस किसान को रजिस्ट्रेशन करवाना होगा मेरी किसान भाइयों से भी अपील है और सभी राज्य सरकारों से मैं अपील करता हूं कि तुअर मसूर और उड़द के ठीक दाम किसानों को मिल सके इसके लिए वो प्रभावी और पारदर्शी इन फसलों की खरीद की व्यवस्था करे.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that two more groups affiliated with the Hurriyat have discarded separatism. He stated that Jammu and Kashmir's separatist groups, Tehreek-e-Istiqlal and Tehreek-e-Istiqamat, have reposed their trust in the new Bharat being built by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. U.S. President Donald Trump announced 25% tariffs on imported automobiles and parts. He also indicated that the reciprocal tariff system that goes into effect on April the 2nd will be lenient. The new tariff will go into effect on 2nd of April, the day reciprocal tariff system kicks in. The new tariff will apply to all cars and trucks assembled outside and shipped to the U.S., which accounts for half of all automobiles sold in the U.S. In Pakistan's Balochistan, suspected insurgents shot and killed six people from Punjab province after forcing them off a passenger bus in Gwadar district. Senior Superintendent of Police Hafiz Baloch said the attack occurred late last night when armed men stopped a Karachi-bound bus near the Kalmat area on the Urmara Highway. And the Ministry of Defence today inked a 2,500 crore rupee contract for the procurement of the NAG missile system or NAMIS, an anti-tank weapon platform, and 5,000 light vehicles. The Ministry in a statement said that this procurement will enhance indigenization and national defence equipment manufacturing capabilities. And that is the end of this news bulletin.